Well, we call ourselves an intentional community. It's friendship, but it's beyond friendship. It's about, you know, sharing a house and being part of a community. You have the privacy when you want it, but you have companionship when you want it too. The price ranges from $700 a month to $950. And that includes everything except food. We have a housekeeper come every 2 weeks. I haven't vacuumed for 3 years, you know, which is great. I love the fact that other people make dinner for me. It's amazing, you know. We take turns and it's really, really quite fun. I'm hoping to write a book, so I'm kind of writing about this, and I'm trying to describe, and I'm finding it really hard to describe the difference between, you know, having a friend you go to a movie with once in a while or have dinner with once in a while, which is nice, but you still go home alone. So you don't have that continual sort of support system. In North America, it's too unusual an idea for people. You know, you're supposed to be self-sufficient, and even if you're alone and lonely, don't ask for help. You're supposed to look like you've got it all together. I mean, part of it is digging your head in the sand. You know, it's like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. You know, I'm not going to end up in a personal care home. I had 7 kids, and I was married, and I was working and doing volunteer work like I always do. And so busy, 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 and then kids one by one, they leave. And then my husband dies, and I'm alone. And it's like, I didn't plan for that. I did some work in a nursing home, and they had all the people, and some of them had been bank managers and principals of schools and stuff, and they have them all making styrofoam snowmen. It's like, never, never am I going to make a styrofoam snowman. To me, that's really important, the whole intellectual community, you know, like living, as opposed to just watching soap operas all day long, you know. You got to do stuff. One day you're the principal of a high school, and the next day you have no value. And we do that to seniors. And all people want to be useful. They want to have a reason for being here. And we take that away from them. In nursing homes, we concentrate on the physical disability of the person and not the person. And you've got to start with a different, entirely different way of doing things and get away from that sort of singular focus. And I don't think you're going to change anything until you change the premise that you're starting off with. You have to have control over your environment and the decisions that you make. You can't have other people making decisions for you. That's really important. I think you have to be engaged in some way or other. You have to, you know, I don't know, if you're an artist, you have to do your art. If you're a community worker, and you know, you have to do stuff where people appreciate you and you know, and you feel valued. Of course, you have to have enough money. Which is, you know, is a problem for a lot of seniors. And, you know, you have to keep healthy too, which, you know, it means doing physical things, but also eating well and being in intimate relationships and having friends and supports, emotional supports. I mean, I think those are, to me, the main ingredients for aging well.